This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Which is relevant to both of us because we have two top 10 picks, right? I'm drafting at 6, you're drafting at 10.
Very relevant to Tennessee as well.
Very relevant to
Titans
fans.
Even though we think it's
yes.
A done deal.
Yes. Our friend Adam Chernoff over at Right Angle Sports has done his one and only mock draft. All right? And he has gone with the following. We'll just do the top 10. That's what we care about, right?
Yes.
Cam Ward 1, Travis Hunter 2, Abdul Carter 3 to the Giants. Will Campbell 4 to the Patriots, getting some offensive line help for Drake May. Mason Graham, the defensive lineman, going to the Jacksonville Jaguars at 5, shoring up their defensive line. Ashton Jeanty lasting until the Raiders at 6. Armand Membo going to the Jets at 7, tackle. So got to protect Justin Fields, as you know. Then Jalen Walker going to the Panthers, linebacker from Georgia at 8. Michael Williams going 9th to the Saints, passing on a quarterback there are the New Orleans Saints, according to Adam. And then Kelvin Banks Jr., offensive tackle, going to the Bears at 10. So what do you feel like? What are you feeling?
Well, check down the rest of the list for me and at least tell me about whether there's a third quarterback selected or second and third quarterback selected.
So, okay. So
some have three,
yes.
Some have just two, and you didn't have Shadur in the top 10.
No, he's got
Let's
Shadur. He does
there.
Have Shadur going 21st
okay.
to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that is it. That's the only other quarterback.
Okay. Some have Jackson in the first round, and
yeah.
Wasn't Fitz his hot take 2 weeks ago that Dart would go ahead of Shadur?
Yes.
Okay. I still think there's a chance Dart. I've seen a lot of mocks that got Dart in the first round, some to the Rams.
Yep.
Some to others. But so I'm watching that. I mean, how many quarterbacks go in the first round is going to be, and whether the third one does. Feels like Milroe and the Louisville quarterback are going to go high second day, and he's going to the draft, but just to, you know, experience it with his family seems to understand there's a good chance he's not going first day, going to be top of the second day on Friday. As far as that top 10 that you mentioned, it's funny to compare it to ESPN's latest one done by Peter Schrager.
Mm-hmm.
He has Jacksonville not allowing Ashton Jeanty to drop to you and taking him at 5. It's one of the few I've seen that don't have Ashton just penciled into you guys at 6.
Right.
He says the Jags, with their new GM, aren't going to pass on a guy that's got a chance to be a franchise playmaker. And that so that might be something you want to watch out for. And particularly where it could matter is if you've got a team like the Bears that wants to trade up to 5 to get ahead of the Raiders or anybody else to get Ashton Jeanty, maybe Jacksonville's not looking at that. Maybe they're looking at Jeanty the same way we are.
Yep.
As a potential franchise changer, as a Saquon Barkley sort of clone, perhaps. I shouldn't call him that at this point because he's got to prove it at this level. But dude looks ready for it. And maybe Jacksonville keeps him from y'all. No, that'd be deflating on this ESPN when they've got you guys taking the offensive tackle from Missouri. And the Bears actually trading back from 10, allowing the Colts to come up and grab the tight end out of Michigan, Colston Loveland, and Bears going back to pick at 14 and still being able to get Kelvin Banks Jr., an offensive tackle that out of Texas that many have the Bears taking at 10. And so if you could still get him at 14, that actually makes some sense.
Mm-hmm.
Just doesn't excite me in terms of trading back if you're a Bears fan. That said,
yeah,
I'm excited about Cam and Tennessee. This can go well. It doesn't. This can be the guy. It doesn't have to be, you know. We're sort of well. He's not, you know, Caleb or Jaden or C.J. Stroud and all this stuff. If the plan is right, and you know, I don't have a ton of confidence in it, but Cam could end up being good there and really give you know a guy. I mean, a quarterback who's dynamic can put butts in seats and be the kind of charge you need. and a franchise that's been looking for a QB for a while. I guess he'll be in there battling Levis to start, but I'm in a way excited to see Cam Ward Tennessee to see
that'd be fun.
You know, if he can quickly get it up off the ground.
Totally. I mean, there is an opening there because you would say CJ regressed in some ways. I wouldn't necessarily bet that that continues, but it happened. Quarterback, big questions
CJ's
in Indianapolis.
Good, yeah,
big questions in Indianapolis. As much as it pains me to say, and then Jacksonville, who knows?
Well, this is it for you. That's why they put a beatable guy in Daniel Jones next to him.
Yeah,
I just meant it for Anthony Richardson.
No,
I say you because you got all the stocks still.
That's
and,
right,
and that price has dropped, hasn't it?
Yes.
And so this is it for us.
This can still go up,
John. They've still made this situation for him to beat out Daniel Jones and show a little bit more professionalism.
Yeah.
But the more you hear about it, that's what folks are waiting on him. And I don't think that's what you didn't get to interview him, man. If you had gotten to interview him, maybe you wouldn't have bought the stock.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
I'm sorry.
But, you know.
This is it. This is our year.
No, I mean, we got to go prove it.
Yeah, it could be our year.
Ryan Silverfield.
The stock could still go back up.
You have all the resources in the world. You got Shane Steichen. You got Adonai Mitchell. You got Jonathan Taylor. You got every, you know.
He had not played a lot of football.
He had not played a lot of football.
In college as a starter.
That's right.
And so, experience, you know, being a pro, it's hard to do when you haven't been out there a lot.
No, I mean, that's.
And this guy had to learn to be a pro, maybe, and we'll see if he's learned anything this year.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I'm excited. I'm hoping that it's Ashton Jeanty. I am preparing myself for it to not be Ashton Jeanty, though, because it is a Raiders draft. And so, you know, I need to be prepared for the possibility, or if not probability, that he goes before sixth. Because nothing good ever happens to the Raiders in the draft. So I'm prepared for it. And then it will probably go some slapstick, you know, at six, like always.
Do you see what this GM said about, not a GM, an assistant coach in the NFL who was talking anonymously about Shedeur Sanders. He had been in the interview. And who was it that put the quote out yesterday? But it does feel like there's almost an agenda, man, to bury Shedeur Sanders. Oh, boy, an NFL assistant coach on Shedeur Sanders. This is from Kleiman. Dove Kleiman?
Dove Kleiman.
Dove.
But he's a fraud.
Is he?
Yeah, like, it's not a real person. Like, he's not reporting, he's an aggregator, but like the whole story about
it's from Tom Pelissero,
yes,
who is not a fraud.
Correct.
It was aggregated.
It's aggregated by Dove.
This is a real quote, though, because it's from Pelissero.
Yes.
So the worst form of, this is the assistant who says he sat in on an interview. Again, it's an anonymous interview. So even with that, I mean, you got to take it with a grain of salt. They'll say anything in these because they're not, their identity's protected. The worst formal interview I've ever been in my life. He's so entitled. He takes unnecessary sacks. He never plays on time. He has horrible body language. He blames teammates. But the biggest thing is, he's not that good. That's an NFL assistant on Shedeur Sanders after having the interview with him. Does it not feel like there's just an extra sort of layer of criticism of him for arrogance or being Deion's son and all that?
There is.
An arrogance that they sort of attribute to being Deion's son, as opposed to most quarterbacks are arrogant.
Yeah.
Most think they're the best and the smartest guy in the room. And, I mean, my gosh, the guy that's goes in the dark, Aaron Rodgers, what are we talking about here?
Yep.
I mean, most of them can be condescending, can be arrogant.
Yeah.
Now, you know, there's a difference between that and then blaming teammates and all that, and I'm not suggesting Shedeur doesn't do that. I don't know it well enough, but I don't know, man. It just seems like folks are out to get him. If I was Deion, you were talking about a guy that was once mocked at one, who's now maybe going, I saw it, he's -120 going second round in some spots.
Yep.
I don't think he's going to fall below the Steelers at 21, but he might not even go first round now.
You're right. I mean, I do think he is subjected to an additional, like a harsher, you know, criticism than a normal quarterback in his situation would be because, like you said, you know, his dad and you know, all the, whatever you want to call it.
What about the part he's just not that good?
I don't know.
Do you believe that?
I mean,
accurate as heck.
The BYU, like we talked about a lot, the BYU tape scared me because that was like an NFL-like defense, you know. But there were games this year where he was just unbelievable. I mean, He was absolutely fantastic. I think about they lost to Kansas State, but I feel like some of the balls that he was throwing were just ridiculous. Like when I was like, man, I'd love to have him as my quarterback, you know, watching that one. Let's see what his numbers were. 31-28. Shadur had, he was 34 of 40, 388 yards, three touchdowns, one pick. He was fantastic.
Well, he's accurate, man.
And so, you know, he has games like that. And then against BYU, he was like taking bad sacks. You know,
he backpedals too much.
He back 100%. He was in the red zone.
Get rid of that ball.
Then they were at the 5 yard line. They end up at the 28 yard line because he took a 25 yard sack. You know, you can't do that.
Mm-mm.
Cannot do that. But you know, at the end of the day, that's why you have coaches. You know, these guys have to be coached.
Well, the Steelers got to get somebody in there.
Yes,
because you can't. You can't have Mason Rudolph as your plan.
You really can't.
And maybe Shadur Sanders is not good for a plan off top, but they don't, you know, waiting on Aaron Rodgers, which they said they're not doing, could be a mistake. Now, if the Steelers, you might be smarter waiting on second round. Maybe you get Jalen Milroe.
Yeah.
You know, a project. Because I'm not sure about Shadur starting day one. I'm not sure about, and I know Jalen Milroe can't. So if I'm just going to be in a boat where I got to start Mason Rudolph, maybe the project I want is Jalen Milroe,
yeah,
as opposed to Shadur. He's too arrogant or whatever decision I made on him.
Yeah.
But and then the Huck, I think is the way it's pronounced, the Louisville,
yeah,
quarterback. He's, you know, going to be top of the second round too. Highly thought of.
Right.
I still think Dart's going to be a first rounder.
Did
he have Dart in the first? He said he did not.
He did not.
Let me see if this ESPN one does.
I'm assuming like there will be a little bit
looks
of.
Looks like he's out. He might be out of this one too. No, he's in this one 26, going to the Giants in a projected trade with the Rams.
Well, that could happen.
See, most I've seen have Jackson Dart at the end of the first, somewhere in the first round, most toward the end. I'm still kind of sticking with that. That he's going to be. It'll be three quarterbacks taken first.
Yeah.
The thing about it though. And we forget this, or at least I do on a year-to-year basis. If you take your guy in the first round, your quarterback, you get that extra fifth year of control. And so if you really believe in Jalen Milroe, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Then and you think he will pan out, but it's a long-term plan and you're going to develop him, having that fifth year be important enough to where you move into, you know, 31.
Yep.
To go grab him,
yep,
because it gets you a fifth year with that first round pick,
yep.
So something to consider, whether it's Huck or any of these other Jackson Dart, same thing,
yeah.
Those end of top of second round guys, you get that possibility. Maybe I want to go ahead and take him in the first because I get that extra year.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Thank you.
It'll be a fun draft. We'll see what happens. We'll